Television. Entertainment. It's edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Yeah, buddy.
Welcome to hour number two of the Computer Corner. It's Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, and the lovely and talented Mike Valdivia. I always screw that up.
For anybody listening, my cow is a beautiful young lady. She's nothing representative of a cow. It's just the sound that came to my mind at the time for whatever reason. I don't know, but just so that you don't think that you get the wrong idea of who she is.
Holy cow.
Yeah, that extra 300 pounds I got.
Well, what's in the tech news this week, my cow?
Well, there is a new vulnerability with Windows XP, and it's apparently causing them all their passwords to be useless. Kind of like Windows 2000 CD mixed with Windows XP somehow causes some kind of password.
You're saying that they discovered a hole in Windows XP that would allow people to infiltrate it?
Oh, yes. I would say a canyon.
Yeah.
You know, the underground news on the whole Windows XP situation, in the last like week and a half, there have been major things that they've found wrong. There's a couple of new, if you have Windows XP and you haven't been to the Windows update site in more than a week, I would go soon, because there's about 20 megabytes of new updates that are out.
WindowsUpdate.com for all of you that have Windows XP.
But there's the rumor is the Service Pack 2 is right around the corner, because
yes,
there's so many things that they've found recently.
And as usual, we will keep you posted via our newsletter on the latest and greatest in patches and how to protect yourselves in these instances. Okay, what else?
And coming soon to a pocket near you is 3 gigahertz networks.
Wait a minute. My pocket is going to have a 3 gigahertz network?
That's a fast connection.
No, is that a 3 gigahertz pocket in your network, or are you just glad to see me?
No, is that a 3 gigahertz network in your pocket?
Pocket in your network.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, something
that's
like
pocket.
That. I'm real happy to see you, by the way.
Yeah, thanks. What are you talking about?
It would be like having Cox in your pocket.
The
Cox
high-speed
cable, of
internet,
course.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now,
you
watch what you're doing.
You would get that kind of speed through your wireless phone.
Between you and the callers, we're going to have are we in delay, Brian? Because we got a problem here, and I'm afraid that...
Houston, we have a problem.
Excellent.
I mean, you're saying, basically, that you could have those blazingly fast high-speed internet speeds that we're experiencing with the Cox high-speed internet on a, like, a pocket
on
PC
any
or...
any wireless device.
Any wireless
you
device.
You name it.
And we're now in delay, I'm assured, so that...
You name
case
it and you have it.
And this is something that's under development, or it's here?
It's here, but they're kind of having this big shindig going on with Bell Labs, saying, are we going to, will consumers pay this much for what we're getting? It's all about the money. It's going to be very expensive.
Did they put a number on it?
No, they
okay
haven't.
So we'll just have to watch
so
that as well.
Look out.
What else going
get
on?
Get your pockets warmed and ready, because it's coming.
Yeah.
Spam, the topic for today. Bogus alerts target PayPal users right
now.
Oh,
yeah. That's a bad one.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of them out there.
Yeah, and the thing is they are so sophisticated, these email worms, that some of them had, some kind of misspellings and whatnot in them, but some of them had perfect spelling, so the people, the consumers, had no idea. And what they're doing is they think that they need to update for a patch security, and then they come to find out that this is a worm that's taking over their system.
Beware PayPal users. If you use PayPal and you get a message that looks like it's coming from PayPal with telling you need to upgrade your Internet Explorer to be able to log in, any of that kind of stuff,
it's bogus.
Don't install anything they sent you. PayPal or any legitimate place will never send you stuff to have to update. They'll always direct you to their website.
To download, yes.
To download, and make sure that if you are being directed to a website, that it's a legit site. It should be the regular PayPal site you're used to. You should have to type it in yourself.
By the
and
way,
put in your regular username, password kind of stuff.
PayPal is for those of you that are using eBay or some of these other... actually, it's not even eBay anymore. It could be anything that you want to buy on the Internet. You want to try to keep your credit card number secret from the selling party. PayPal's a great way to do that. It also kind of helps you with the transaction itself.
And they got a free bill pay service now, too, that's kind of cool.
Well, eBay actually bought out PayPal.
Right. Just bottom line here, folks. If you get something saying you need to update software for PayPal, it's not real. Don't follow it.
And don't open those attachments, even if it's from people you think you know. That's the bottom line here. It's the thing we say over and over and over.
And finally,
we all know Steven, the Dell dude.
Hey, dude, you're getting a Dell.
Dude, you're getting a noob.
That's him. he was just released after a marijuana arrest this last week.
Oh, that's got to be really good for his career.
Oh,
maybe he needed it for medical reasons. We don't know.
I don't know. I think about
maybe
it.
Maybe he was getting the Dell and he was a little frustrated.
No, I think the problem is maybe that's, we now know why he was so kind of laid back and totally, dude,
you know,
you're
what?
Getting a Dell.
He actually didn't have it on him. He was going to buy it when he got arrested. So he.
Oh, well, that's better.
It.
Yeah, that's better.
So it's not as bad.
The only good news here is I thought this whole time he was just a good actor. He's not acting at all.
No,
that's him, dude.
For real. All right, that's news. Thank you, Mike Cowell.
Oh, wait a minute. I was supposed to play music for her for the news, but you know what? Let's just go ahead and go straight into our Geek Speak of the Week, which we'll use the music for.
Every week we bring you a little term, a little phrase, something that you can use to sound really geeky at your next cocktail party. This week's Geek Speak of the Week is Cuddle Tech.
Cuddle Tech.
Cuddle Tech. Yes, technology such as the new VW or the iMac computer that's marketed as cute and friendly and just plain cuddly.
Oh, it's not a fish.
No.
Isn't there a cuttlefish?
Mike Yelp, you might say that on Valentine's Day your husband spent more time with his cuddle techs than you.
Oh, those are the girls that work for you at your IT department, right?
Whatever, I don't know.
Mike Hell's my little cuddle tech.
Basically, it's almost a derogatory term. You know, you look at an iMac and go, yeah, that's cuddle tech.
It's cute.
It's cute.
Yeah.
It's a cute little grapefruit.
All right, and along with the theme of this week's show, Fighting Porn Mail, we have a free download from our buddy Marco at webattack.com, a program called Spam Weasel. Spam Weasel gets rid of spam before it arrives in your inbox. It basically is a separate program that you run outside of your email program. So a lot of times, as long as you have what's called a POP3 email account, which means no to you AOL users. You don't have POP3. You did not conform to the industry standard.
And no to Jim, who writes in an email, will Spam Weasel work with Juno? I couldn't tell by looking at the website. Juno now encourages users to forward spam to them, but I'd rather eliminate it. So no, Jim, it's not a regular POP3. It will not work with Juno.
You folks that are on Juno AOL, these are non-industry standard. They don't follow the industry standard for email. You need to like bombard your provider with we want you to conform so that we can start using these tools.
And if they're saying forward all spam to Juno, hey, start forwarding away, baby, because they're going to get sick of that real quick if people start doing it.
All right, without the derogatory part of the description, Scott has a problem with the Celeron.
Scott, Scott? There he is.
Hey, Scott.
The derogatory.
Yeah, it says piece of, and it starts with C, Celeron getting errors.
I think we can say that word on the air. Brian, right. Can we say that word on the air?
Communist? Yeah.
No.
If it's not...
Yeah, Brian says piece of crap we can say on the air.
So okay.
Piece of crap, Celeron getting errors.
Yeah, it's a piece of crap. I'm a welder by trade, so you know I can say other words, but that's all right.
Oh, and that's a technical term in the welding community, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's on your mind, Scott?
All right, here's the problem. This thing is a piece of junk. It's a Celeron processor, 667, I believe. And what's happening is when I open it up, I got QuickBooks on there, okay? I do all my accounting and that kind of thing on QuickBooks.
Are you sure you didn't get one of those 666 Celerons?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It's about to go out in the street and get run
hey,
over.
Hey, Scott, before you go on, I'm going to stop you a little bit right here. Intel makes very, very high-quality processors. Their Celeron is just a value line, but still, we've in our experience, generally, and 99.999% of the time, it is not the processor that is the piece of crap.
Well, I don't think he's saying specifically. He's
okay.
Just referring to the fact that he has an older machine, slower processor.
I think it's 2 years old, 2.5.
And if you're getting lots of errors, you know what the number one cause of those errors are?
What?
You.
And welding.
And welding,
hey,
yes.
Well, is that some kind of joke?
No,
what's
sir.
Wrong with you guys?
No. It is you. It is
okay.
The user. You introduce things to your operating system. So those errors are not being generated by your hardware. They're being generated by the software.
Let's see if we can help you, though. What kind of errors are you getting? What's going on?
Okay, here's what's happening. When I open up my QuickBooks, I do whatever I got to do in there. And then right before I either go out of the program or whatever, the blue screen comes up and says a fatal exception.
Yes, it's the blue screen of death.
Yeah, well... And then that happens, and also, I think, and this is coming from my Windows 98, but I think my stinking computer keeps trying to log me online.
Okay, let's do it. If you go down to Mexico, you're going to hang out at Rocky Point, have a good time?
Yeah.
And you use the gas down there in your car?
Yeah,
and then
not
your
so good.
And your car starts pinging and acting really funny?
And then you drink the water, and you start pinging and acting kind of funny?
Is it the fault of the car manufacturer?
That piece of crap car.
No.
Well, no, you're right.
That's exactly what's happened here. If you're getting blue screens of death, you have mixed water and alcohol.
Sugar.
Sugar, I know.
All.
You got some bad stuff in your gas tank, pal. So you got a couple of choices.
Okay.
The best way to do it, the easiest way to get to a clean setup is to back up all your critical data, wipe everything out, and reinstall it.
That basically means get a new gas tank and start with premium grade unleaded bought in the United States.
Right, and no more Mexican gas.
All right, no more Mexican gas.
The problem is you don't know which one. Yeah, exactly. You don't know which program it was that you put in that caused this. So you use the Zen of computing. What
okay.
besides QuickBooks do you need to have in this machine? Need, not want. Need to have in this machine.
Right. Well, I've got the only other thing that I would need to have in the machine is probably my other software that we use for banking online and that kind of thing.
And which
good.
Is okay. That's
really
simple.
Let me give you an example of things you don't need.
Okay.
Junk screensavers you downloaded from the internet.
Yeah,
that
okay,
Elf bowling game. This thing that your brother sent you that you just got to see and install it. Some funny joke and watch when you click it's going to disappear. Oh my Gahoo wee! Sorry.
Yeah, no. He's getting a little out there. Do you understand, though? The fewer things you install on your computer, the more stable it's going to be. Windows is not the most stable operating system to begin with. So every
okay.
time you throw a new program in, think of a committee of two, right? You have a decision to make. A little easier, and then you add a third person, now you got more chance for argument. Well, if you've got 26 people in this committee, how easy is it to get something passed?
Yeah, not very.
No, it's exactly what's happening in your system now. Your software's
so
arguing.
Just simplify it.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're going to want to back up all that stuff. When's the last time Windows was reinstalled in your machine?
Oh, Lord.
There
probably.
I
haven't done it.
There you have it.
I mean, I haven't done it, but like I said, I don't know much about it. I don't know much about computers.
A couple hours of pain doing this is going to save you a lot of frustration for the next couple months, years, however long you have that thing.
If you don't know how to do it, get a hold of somebody in your friends and family circle, and if not, then consult professional help.
Well, the embarrassing thing is my brother's a website designer. And
well, he's not going to know anything about computers.
That's not true, but he's out of town, so I figured I'd call you guys.
All right.
I'm glad I did.
Yeah, when he gets back, man, and send us some of your welding, would you?
Yeah, hey, no problem.
All right, Scott.
All right, you guys.
Hey, thanks, man. All right, bye-bye.
It's the Computer Corner. We'll be right back in just a second with more of your calls and questions at 602-277-5827.
The London Chronicle calls the screening room an edge of your seat thrill.